The first item under new business is case 11776. Tina E. Windsor seeks a variance from the side yard setback sections 115-34B and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Clubhouse Road, approximately 19 feet west of Bay Haven Street. The 911 address is 37400 Clubhouse Road in Ocean View. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, Map 8, Parcel 74. Specifically, they are requesting a 0.6-foot variance for the side yard setbacks. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening,
Mr. Chairman, members of the board. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I represent the applicant who has filed an application for a 0.6-foot variance from the side yard setback requirement of 5 feet, and that's for an existing shed, which was constructed in the 1960s. The applicant is Tina Windsor. She's the current owner of the property. However, Ms. Windsor has no knowledge as to the facts surrounding this variance request, as she recently purchased the property from the previous owner, the estate of Lemuel J. Wingate Sr., on March 14, 2016. Cheryl Lynn Martin, the executrix under the last will and testament of Lemuel J. Wingate Sr., is currently in Missouri and is unable to attend the hearing this evening. As a result, she has executed a sworn affidavit setting forth her testimony in support of this application. With your permission, at this point, I'd like to introduce the affidavit into the record. This affidavit does include two surveys as well, and we'll get into that in a second.
If you would, please. Thank you.
So the affidavit sets forth the following facts. In August of 2006, Cheryl Martin's mother, Sandra Wingate, inherited the subject property from her grandmother, Lola Kelly. Her mother then transferred title to the property to herself and her husband, Lemuel Wingate, on February 9th of 2007. The property at that point in time was improved by an existing dwelling and a shed. Upon information and belief, the affidavit states that the dwelling and shed were constructed during the 1960s. Ms. Martin's mother departed this life on October 15th of 2014. As her mother and father held title to the property as tenants by the entirety, the title to the property automatically transferred to her mother individually, or her father individually upon her mother's death. Ms. Martin's father, Lemuel J. Wingate, Sr., then departed this life testate on January 16, 2015. Pursuant to item 4B of his last will and testament, Ms. Martin's father directed her, as the executrix of his estate, to sell this property at public or private sale with the proceeds to go to Ms. Martin and her two brothers equally. As a result, as the executrix of the estate, she entered into a contract to sell the property to the current owner, Tina Windsor, and that was on January 18th of 2016. Prior to closing, Ms. Windsor engaged Cotton Engineering, LLC, to perform a survey of the property. That survey is dated February 8th of 2016, and it is an exhibit to her affidavit. This survey revealed for the first time that the existing shed was located not only in the rear yard setback, but also on the adjoining property. So in an effort to bring the shed into compliance with the provisions of the zoning code and to not encroach onto the adjoining property, Ms. Martin agreed to adjust the rear yard boundary line so that the shed no longer encroached into the rear yard setback and no longer encroached onto the adjoining property as well. So she was able to make that adjustment and bring the shed into compliance as far as the rear yard setback is concerned. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to do anything with the side yard. She didn't have any ownership interest in that property. So that's why we're here tonight, to seek a 0.6-foot variance from that 5-foot setback requirement. She promptly filed for a variance in order to bring the shed into compliance. And as set forth in her affidavit, she does believe that the property is unique, as it's now an irregular-shaped lot due to the boundary line adjustment. You can see that. I think it's Exhibit 2, which shows the boundary line adjustment to bring that shed into compliance in the rear, at least. The exceptional practical difficulty is due to the uniqueness of the property, not due to circumstances or conditions generally created by the provisions of the zoning code. In addition, upon information and belief, this shed was constructed in the 1960s, so prior to the adoption of the zoning code. When we reviewed the property record card, it did mention a shed, but when I spoke with Mr. Lenk, there wasn't clear evidence to confirm that this was the same shed that was referenced in the 1960s, which is why we're here tonight.
Okay.
There's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning code at this point, as it would be necessary to relocate the shed, which at this point is impossible due to its age and its current condition. It is usable, but it would not withstand the relocation. Therefore, a variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. Ms. Martin's mother and father did not create the exceptional practical difficulty, nor did the current owner, Ms. Windsor. Again, Ms. Martin's mother inherited the property with the existing dwelling and shed in 2006. And it was Ms. Martin's belief until receipt of that first survey that the shed complied with all applicable zoning laws at that time. And when she learned of that encroachment, she did make every effort to bring the shed into compliance. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. Again, the shed has been in its current location since the 1960s, and Ms. Martin is unaware of any complaints as a result of the location of the shed. We're seeking a variance tonight, which is sufficient to bring the shed into compliance with the zoning code and nothing more. Thus, it does represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation in issue. And based on the affidavit of Cheryl Lynn Martin and the presentation this evening, I do request that the board grant the variance request. And, of course, I'm available to answer any questions that you may have.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll start down here. Mr. Mills, I'll start with you. Do you have any questions at this time?
No questions.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Edson.
I have one. You did say that the property line was moved to include the shed?
That's correct.
So the shed was originally...
The shed is now on that property only. And like I said, we were able to bring it, adjust the boundary line enough so that it would comply with the rear setback requirement of 5 feet. We just couldn't do anything with that side yard.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Ritter?
No, the criteria for our variance have been answered. Okay. No questions.
Mr. Martin?
No questions.
Sure. Just a couple. Are there other sheds in the neighborhood you're aware of?
I'm not aware of. I'm not sure, Mr.
Okay.
Sharp.
And I just note here as a technical thing, it says on the survey, shed to be removed. I presume that's a typo on the survey?
Well, on the first survey.
It appears to be on both of them.
Yes. So it was put on both of them in order to be approved so that we could record it. And then Ms. Windsor decided that she was paying for the shed. She'd like to have the ability to use it. So obviously it was necessary to file for a variance so that we can bring it into compliance.
Okay.
All right, I have no further questions.
All right, thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant certainly has met the criteria for a variance and has gone through all five requirements in their entirety. So I make a motion that we approve case number 11776. The uniqueness of the property certainly is apparent by the survey. The variance is necessary for enable reasonable use of the property because they've tried everything they can to include that shed on the property and try and bring everything into compliance. An exceptional practical difficulty, I don't believe, has been caused by the applicant. They've tried to bring that into compliance, and I guess at 0.6 of a foot. It's pretty hard to measure with a tape, so when they placed the shed. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, I don't believe. I believe they're, Mr. Sharp has asked questions if there are other sheds there, and I would assume that there are, but, you know, what assume says. But anyway, the requested variance is the minimum that we afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Ricker and a second by Mr. Wortman that we approve case number 11,776. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Ricker?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Wortman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,776 is approved.